Welcome to the Smiles Are Wild show, brought to you by Pediatric Dental Associates and Orthodontics. We know as parents that taking care of your children's teeth can be overwhelming. That's why every week we will bring you educational content to encourage and empower you. Thanks for joining us. Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I am Amy Morgan. I'm the marketing coordinator here for Pediatric Dental Associates and Orthodontics. And I just want to start off today's video by just saying thank you for watching. We also want to make sure that you are following us on all of our social media channels. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, as well as YouTube by searching Smiles Are Wild. And then you can also find us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can find our podcast episodes over there at the Smiles Are Wild. You can also look for the Smiles Are Wild show. We hope you'll join us on those platforms. I've said this over and over, but we try to do different types of contests and different types of information on each one. Sometimes they are all posted, you know, in the same subject and things like that, but it really just, we try to do different things. So we want to make sure if maybe you're watching us on Facebook, that you're also getting the content that's available on Instagram. Especially on our stories on Instagram. Sometimes we do different types of contests there, and we share different types of information behind the scenes and things like that. We try to link everything back to Facebook, but sometimes it doesn't allow us. And then as far as our YouTube channel has all of our video content. So that includes anything that we do here on our lives, as well as any extra video content. As for example, we have a really fun video right now that includes myself and Dr. Skyler. On Valentine's Day, we went around and did a really fun day of delivering goodies to all of our referral offices and kind of introducing Dr. Skyler to the dental world here in Northwest Arkansas. So we'll hope you check that out. If for nothing else, for the dad jokes, Dr. Skyler landed the dad jokes. It was great. And we are super excited because on Monday, March 21st, Dr. Skyler is going to start seeing his first new patients in the orthodontic clinic in our Bentonville office. So remember, if you're wanting to see Dr. Skyler and you want to get one of our free consultations, all you have to do is call our office at 479-582-0600. And we'll be happy to talk with you about that and get you set up for an appointment. So we have a lot going on here at PDA, you know, always. But I do have just one thing coming up. I want to make sure y'all are watching and have all your notifications on. We are going to be doing our annual March Madness this year. It's a guessing contest. And so we're going to have something in a jar and we're going to have all that set up and hopefully we'll have everything out next week. There will be a Bentonville office winner, a Fayetteville office winner, and then an online winner for that. And we'll get that all posted. But you want to make sure if you want to be one of the first ones to enter for that, then you want to make sure that you are getting everything entered or turn on your notifications on your social media so that you can see when we post about that. So today we're just going to talk a little bit about spring break. Spring break's coming up for this area. Some schools may be going next week, but I know for sure the week of the 21st is when most of our local schools will be on spring break. And so we thought this was a really good time to remind you of how to stay on your child's oral health care routine while they're at home most of the day. We know some of you may going on trips or maybe spending time out in the area, but you know, your kids are not going to be at school. They're probably going to be eating a bit more, not as much on their sleep routine. So we just want to encourage you to try to do maybe these three or four teeth related things to make sure that they are still getting their teeth taken care of in the process. And we know as parents, it can be kind of difficult to stay on that routine. So we thought maybe some tips and tricks would kind of help with that. So number one, we just want to make sure that they are staying on a brushing schedule. So that means it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be at the same time as it is, like let them sleep in a little bit, but make sure just because they're getting up and able to come in the kitchen and lounge around in their PJs and kind of take it easy, make sure they're still brushing their teeth in the morning when they wake up, as well as even with the later bedtime, you want to make sure they're brushing their teeth. So one little quick tip with that is just to maybe set some alarms if they're older and they have a phone, or if you have any kind of home devices, you know, set alarms to remind you, you know, maybe at 10 a.m. did you brush your teeth? And then maybe at like 8 or 9 p.m. did you brush your teeth? So those are just some just quick ideas. We just want to make sure that they continue to brush their teeth two times a day. The next is to make sure that they are trying to eat healthy snacks and not grazing. So you want to make sure that that they're obviously you're having breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and that those are on the healthy side and that kind of thing. Fast food is fun during this time frame. But we want to make sure that the snack level is normally where you see kind of the buildup and the bacteria and the cavities forming, because they tend to, when they're at home or when they're not in school, they tend to graze like a lot of snacks and stuff. I mean, I love to graze a charcuterie board, but we just can't do that all day long. So you want to make sure that you are limiting those snacks to being healthy snacks and then not allowing them to just eat all day long, because it is that prolonged food on our teeth that can cause cavities. And then just make sure that they are eating some healthy snacks. And then the third thing we have is to make sure that they are drinking water. So we stress this all the time: water, 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 water. We are guilty of not drinking water all the time. Of course, everybody wants a soda every now and again. Everybody wants juice. Kids love milk. You know, just depending on what you're eating, milk may be appropriate. But we just want to make sure that you understand that we do not want them drinking this juice and milk or sodas or Gatorade or anything like throughout the entire day. You want to make sure that their all day drink is water. And then they can have their juice or their milk with meal times. If they played a game or something and they want a Gatorade, we do recommend the zero sugar options for the Powerade and Gatorade drinks. But we do want to make sure that they are getting plenty of water and that they are drinking lots of it all day long. It is good, not only good for their teeth, it is good for their body. And then number four, we just want to encourage you to get out and visit local parks and museums and things like that. So we want to make sure that you are getting involved in our community. If you plan on doing any shopping with your kids that week, try to shop local. Get out to your parks. It's supposed to be, we hope, fairly nice weather during spring break after this week, of course, in Northwest Arkansas. But hopefully we're getting on the upside. It'll be the beginning of spring. So we're hoping that the weather will allow you to get outside, try some of our amazing trails we have in Northwest Arkansas, shop local, and visit local programs and museums such as the Amazium. The Amazium has a really cool camp that they are hosting during spring break. It is from the 21st to the 25th, and it's actually a STEAM-themed camp. So they're going to be doing lots of projects that surround science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And that is a program that runs from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There is a cost for that, but you can check that out on their website. That's just one way that you can you know, promote a local program as well as something fun for your kiddos. Especially if you need them to have some type of childcare situation or something during spring break. And then number five, we're going to keep this short and sweet. We just want you to have fun and do not forget to floss. So we want you to enjoy yourselves. We want you to have a whole lot of fun. We want to make sure at the end of the day that you are flossing. And then we're going to go back and repeat number one, and we're going to make sure we are staying on our brushing routine and that we are brushing at night along with that flossing. Okay. Again, we are here to be a resource for you. We are here to educate you as a parent. We know it can be overwhelming and confusing, and we know you have a ton of questions, but we want to be that resource for you. So please do not hesitate to ask any questions. If you have any questions regarding today's tips and tricks, or you have questions about other issues, maybe you have a child that has a tooth issue and you just kind of have a question, they're not in pain or anything, feel free to message us right here on Facebook. You can message us on Instagram. You can email me directly at amy@smilesarewild.com, or we're always available during our regular business hours by phone. But we want to encourage you to reach out and ask those questions, because it could be something that we can bring back to the community and say, oh, this is a question that came up from a parent, and we're sure a ton of you have this question as well. So we really want to make sure that we are providing the information that you want to know. And then last but not least, before I sign off, we just want to remind you that we are super excited that Dr. Schuyler is going to start seeing patients on March 21st here in our Bentonville office. So orthodontics is here. You've asked for it. We've built it. It's time to go. We'll be doing some previews of the office area and what all we've done to kind of remodel in the back area of the Bentonville office. But we're super excited to see all of our new patients over there. And I know Dr. Schuyler is super eager to get started. So thank you guys again for joining us today. Again, don't forget, if you have any questions, you can always message us here on Facebook or Instagram. I'll talk to you guys again later. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. We will be back next week with more tips and tricks for you and your child. In the meantime, please subscribe to our podcast. You can also find out more information online by searching for Smiles Are Wild on all platforms, including Facebook and Instagram. But don't forget, it doesn't really matter how you take care of their teeth as long as you take care of them from the beginning.